You know what I realized? I was traveling a lot during 2020, deep when the pandemic was heavy, when we didn't know really what was gonna happen, which way was up or down. I came across some old airline tickets from Southwest that I needed to punch in for some rapid miles, and I noticed how much I was traveling deep in the pandemic time, 2020, many, many times. I don't think I mentioned it many times because at that time, you know, people were getting canceled for just breathing fresh air. Hey, what's going on, my qualifiers? Welcome to another episode of Unqualified News with your host, M, Mauricio. That's me. During one of those travels in 2020, I remember I went to Colorado twice or three times, Utah, Vegas. And I do remember getting in those airplanes. I got into a Delta flight and Southwest, and they were skipping seats. They were skipping seats. And then as we moved like further away from that first day COVID was announced, those spaces between the seats got smaller, and then, you know, they kind of just went away. And I started noticing more so that people that were traveling more weren't so afraid of COVID. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know what kind of sense I'm trying to make out of that, but it was just something that I noticed. But all right, so here's what I have for this episode, number 39. There's a story in there from CryptoPotato.com. Yes, that's a website. And it's talking about protest filling the El Salvador streets. Why? Why do you think? Because of Bitcoin. Come on, a couple episodes ago, I mentioned this. I mentioned that when the dollar was brought into El Salvador, and they took out the colon, which was El Salvador's, you know, currency, there was a lot of people that weren't happy. So it doesn't surprise me to see that there's people protesting over Bitcoin being adopted as a form of currency in El Salvador. So this is not surprising to me. Shouldn't be surprising to you either. There's another story here from WindsorStar.com. I have no idea where that is, what that is, but it talks about the chip shortages. And that I've just been trying to bring up for a while now, but this story came up and I know you guys have heard of it already. What is it? Used car prices are going up. Why? Because all these companies that rent out cars and sell used cars can't buy new cars right now because all the new cars can't be built because there's no computer chips, no microchips. That's a perfect example of a trickle down right there, because all these giant enterprise, that's the only one that I know that rents cars. all these giant companies that are car rentals, and they're buying up all the cars to rent them out. So all the used cars, the price is just gonna shoot up. And if you've noticed, I'm sure if you're car shopping right now. And there's another story in there from USA Today, and this one's a local story for me here from California. Teacher, in my opinion, straight up, just, you know, run-of-the-mill, you know, those fucking Antifa wannabes, you know, like defund the police, fuck the government type of fucking idiots that just don't know where to direct their anger, you know? Instead of really tackling problems, they just say, fuck it. Fuck the cops, fuck America, anarchy. You see, please look up this video. You see her face and then you just... There's also a video there. She, you know, she posted a video on TikTok. This, you know, saying she removed the American flag, and she still, you know, she. The good thing is she tells the students that they can stand or sit or whatever for the American flag. They don't, you know, they could sing, they could not. That's cool. Okay, everybody has the right to do whatever. I like that. I know when I was in school, you better stand the fuck up. You better put that right hand over your heart and begin. There was no ands, ifs, you know. Alrighty, my qualifiers, enjoy the episode. Massive anti-Bitcoin protests fill the streets of El Salvador. This one comes from CryptoPotato.com by Felix Molin. I know, CryptoPotato sounds kind of weird, but so did Google when it just started. Alright. The political situation in El Salvador is only getting worse as the day approaches when the country will start adopting Bitcoin as legal tender. On September 7th of this year, the waiting period for the Bitcoin law to become mandatory is over. According to the text of this law, All economic agents must accept Bitcoin along with the dollar as a means of payment. Bukele promises that the measure seeks to benefit the people and save the country close to $400 million in remittance commissions, guaranteeing instant and more secure financial transactions. But Salvadorians do not seem to agree. The people of El Salvador protest against Bitcoin. In the last few days, annoyance and fear of the imminent application of the law have exacerbated the mood of Salvadorians, and demonstrations have already begun to take place in the streets against Bitcoin. As reported by Euronews and Reuters, hundreds of protesters took to the streets to raise their voices against the law. Among the organizing groups were workers, veterans, and pensioners. Volatility and instability is the crucial point of the concern. Stanley Quinteros, a member of the Supreme Court of Justice Workers Union, told Reuters that the mandatory adoption of Bitcoin could damage Salvadorian finances as there is no way to control or stabilize prices. Protesters explained that almost nobody wants Bitcoin, and they are against the fact that its use could facilitate corruption in a country known for its authoritarian and non-transparent policies. Just this week, the Salvadorian Association of International Cargo Carriers, ASTIC, ASTIC, also organized massive protests, demanding the modification of Article 7 of the Bitcoin law that stipulates the mandatory acceptance of Bitcoin. In an official statement shared by Telesur, the association argued, "No Central American carrier contracted by an economic entity in El Salvador will accept Bitcoin as a form of payment, creating divisionism in the sector for paying the foreigner in dollars and the national for being obliged with the cryptocurrency." They assured that if they do not receive a response to their request, they will begin to charge an additional 20% fee to those who pay freight with Bitcoin to protect themselves from the volatility of the cryptocurrency. Similarly, last month, a group of activists, students, and unions gathered in front of the Congress, asking for the derogation of the Bitcoin law. They argued that the law was introduced and approved without any consultation and could potentially harm the interest of the people. The group introduced a written statement arguing that Bitcoin's decentralization could do more harm than good. In conclusion, Bitcoin would facilitate public corruption and operations of drug, arms, and human traffickers, extortionists, and tax evaders. It would also cause monetary chaos, hit people's salaries, pensions, and savings, ruin many MSMEs, affect peasant families, and hit the middle strata. But it doesn't seem to be enough for Nayib Bukele, who seems absolutely certain that his decision is the best for his people and believes that his adversaries will suffer a double loss once Bitcoin starts to be used as a legal tender. And there you have it, my qualifiers. That's from CryptoPotato.com. Just came up on my feed somehow. Just random site, CryptoPotato. But hey, there you go. There you have it. A couple episodes ago, I talked about Bitcoin going to El Salvador, and I mentioned that it seemed a little fishy. I even called Nayib Bukele the bad guy of all bad guys. Go back and listen. So there you have it. They're protesting against Bitcoin, of course. Not everybody's gonna assimilate. Not everybody's gonna be okay with change, especially not Salvadorians, trust me. I'm half Salvadorian, half Mexican, trust me, I know. It's hard to get through some Salvadorians sometimes. Sorry, my people. They could be onto something here because Nayib Bukele just doesn't seem like he's doing this out of the kindness of his heart. You know, a lot of politicians in these type of countries usually are not just looking out for their people. They're a lot of times looking out for their pockets. I wouldn't doubt if Nayib Bukele has a lot of Bitcoin laying around, and maybe his family and brothers, the Bukele brothers that I mentioned ago. I mean, they can sell when it spikes up, you know, and then what? And then they're good. They made their money. But now, you know, Salvador is stuck with Bitcoin, and he's not going to be the president forever. But Bitcoin, I mean, I don't know. I haven't read the article. I mean, I'm assuming that Bitcoin's going to be there forever, right? Until further notice. I don't know. This is a weird one. This is a weird one. But they're protesting El Salvador. Chip shortage idles Windsor assembly for 2 weeks. This one comes from WindsorStar.com by Dave Waddle. Unifor Local 444 officials confirmed they were informed by Stellantis Friday that the Windsor assembly plant will be down for the weeks of August 30th and September 6th. The shutdown is being blamed on the continuing worldwide shortage of semiconductor microchips. The plant has been idle for the past 2 weeks due to the annual summer shutdown. And there you have it. That's from WindsorStar.com. Short read. Microchip shortages. That's what's going on right now. And it's been going on for a while now. And I think a couple episodes ago, I mentioned about Qualcomm. That's a microchip company that I was investing in. And their stock, obviously, they dropped so much and it never really picked up like I thought it was. And this is the reason why. It's the shortage of microchips. Another thing that is affecting as well, that's affecting me in a way, is freezers, refrigeration, things like that as well that need certain microchips, I can't get. They're out of stock. I mean, they have all the parts to make them, but they're missing certain parts. They don't say it's a microchip, but I know it's a microchip. Every time I talk to suppliers, I always try to get them to tell me what's going on with the product, but they always say, I don't know. I'm like, is it stuck in the ports? They're like, I don't know. I'm like, well, this is made in the US, but are some of the parts made somewhere else? Maybe that's why it's not being made. I don't know. Yeah, microchips. We need to start making them here. Teacher removed from class after suggesting student pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ pride flag. This one is from USAtoday.com by Scott Gleason. And this is a pretty recent story that came across on the news, on the regular old television news that I saw. And I came out and I tried to find this. There's also a video of this lady, this teacher, that I'm going to play after the article. Alrighty, onward. California teacher Kristen Pitson was removed from teaching in her classroom as an investigation begins into a viral TikTok video where she joked about telling a student to pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ pride flag rather than the American flag. Annette Franco, a spokesperson for the Newport Mesa Unified School District, told the Orange County Register, "Showing respect for our nation's flag is an important value that we instill in our students and an expectation of our employees. The teacher is no longer in the classroom. We follow due process and our investigation continues." Pitson, an English teacher, initially posted the video on her own TikTok account, at Mrs. Gillingsworth. It has since been deleted. In the video, Pitson begins, "Okay, so during third period, we do announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it. Don't stand if you don't feel like it. Say the words if you want, you don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine. Except for the fact that my room doesn't have a flag." Pitson noted that she took her American flag down in her classroom because it made her feel uncomfortable during the COVID-19 pandemic, but hasn't located the flag. "My student today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and we say it to nothing. In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge allegiance to. And he like looks around and goes, oh, that one?" Pitson imitated her student pointing to the rainbow pride flag. Pitson has faced backlash mainly over social media, with people taking issue less with her suggesting for the LGBTQ flag and more with her tone towards the American flag. One Twitter user said, "Nothing against the pride flag, but we lost 13 servicemen and women a few days ago for that flag in Afghanistan. Respect it." Richard Grano, acting director of national intelligence in the Trump administration, tweeted, "What kind of parent would allow their child to be taught by this wacko?" And there you go. That's from USAtoday.com. And here's her video.
"Okay, so during third period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, Stand if you feel like it. Don't stand if you feel like it. Say the words if you want. Don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine. Except for the fact that my room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable. And I packed it away and I don't know where, and I haven't found it yet. But my kid today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and then, you know, we say it to nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I gotta find it. Like, I'm working on it. I got you. In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around and he goes, oh, that one?
All right, let me just describe to you what I was looking at. So this teacher, she's wearing it's just like a selfie close-up of herself. You can kind of see the classroom in the background. She's wearing this like leopard, you know, like a leopard shirt, you know, like some like light gold chains, you know, some hoop earrings, you know, you could fit a quarter through, some giant round rim glasses, just the rims are round and giant. She has like this nose ring that the teacher does. I don't know, that's normal right now. I understand that's normal now. I get it. That's cool. And like, this is gonna be way out there. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever been around somebody that's been on Xanax, but when she's like making this video, she just looks, her pupils are super dilated, and she just looks like you know when you talk to somebody and you look straight into their eyes and you see that there's just nothing there. Like the words that are coming out of their mouth are making sense and everything, but like there's nothing back there behind their eyes. That's what you see in this person. And yes, she was definitely disrespecting the American flag, because when she said, oh, and then I told the student that I was gonna look for it, like she kind of like made a couple, two, three clips, cuts of her laughing, you know, like kind of like if we would tell somebody, yeah, sure, buddy, I'll look for it, don't worry. That's what she was insinuating. If that's how she is talking to her students, red flag, right? Another red flag is, how do you feel uncomfortable about the American flag because of COVID? Is it made out of cloth and you think that maybe, I guess, the COVID-19 virus can live on it? You're a teacher and you should be able to research very easily how long COVID lives on surfaces, if that's the case. Or does it make you feel uncomfortable for another reason, which I can't think of another reason why COVID-19 will make you feel uncomfortable about being American. I you know what I mean? Every state is doing something different. So even if you don't agree with what California is doing, you know, I don't understand. But that's all my qualifiers on this one. I had to bring you guys this one because I saw it on TV and they played this clip on TV, some of it. They didn't play the full clip that I just played, but they played, you know, they also play a tailored clip, you know, from that small clip I showed you guys. They played maybe like 10 seconds, but it was also cut up to make her even seem crazier. But look it up, man. I'm telling you, she looks like she's on some pharmaceuticals. Writing my qualifiers. Thank you so much again. I appreciate you guys listening in. Hope you guys enjoy those stories. Crypto Potato, Winter Star, two really weird outlets, but I don't know, they came across, so I chose them. USA Today, you guys know that one, that one's played out, but I had to bring that one because, man, that story still, you guys are gonna hear about this. This is not the end. I know you guys are gonna keep hearing this on the news because, you know, I'm very curious on where the LGBTQ community's gonna side with. Because, I mean, cool, yeah. I mean, I'm not against LGBTQ. Definitely not. Never. I'm with for it, 100%. Actually, I don't go to Chick-fil-A because they're against LGBTQs. So fuck Chick-fil-A for that one, you know? I don't think they should side with her on this one. You know, I'm telling you, this lady's on some pharmaceuticals, because when you see the video, she just like, it just looks weird, man. She doesn't look like somebody that's just drinking green juice and water, I'll tell you that. All right, my qualifiers. Love you guys. Love you guys so much, and peace.